to Fidget Spinner Live.
We're Fidget here Spinner
for
Live.
Fidget Spinner Live, episode 259, where all we do is we take fidget spinners and we click them against various things. So, guys,
it makes horrible noises.
This week, I was wondering, what if you had a fidget spinner, but in each of the three prongs was a laser pointer?
That'd be pretty cool.
It would make a circle of light.
Oh, shit. I didn't think of that.
What? Have you never seen the laser levels? That's all they do.
We should have like 20 of those, and then everyone's just spinning their fidget lasers.
We're all blinded. Oh,
that'd
God,
be amazing. That'd be the best rave.
Would it?
No, I don't. Probably not, because how powerful could it possibly be?
Yes, it would not be that powerful. Also, you'd have to get some really small laser pointers in order to do that. But yeah, so the fidget spinners, I purchased like 10 of these fucking things to bring up to the studio so that everybody could spin a fidget. And I think everybody's having fun,
what
right?
What do you call like a bundle of fidget spinners?
A faggot.
Exactly.
And that's what?
What?
Wait a minute.
Or an autistic faggot? I don't get it.
Yeah, an autistic fag. No, like a bundle of sticks is called a faggot. We've talked about that. Okay.
Yeah, I know.
So what? Did
together
you
we make a mighty faggot. Right, we get it. We've all seen The Simpsons.
I just
have
I haven't.
I have not.
Yeah, me neither. Chewing!
So
Bridget's
welcome to the
here.
Show.
Bridget's here.
What's up,
did
fellas?
We already say that?
I wasn't prepared for him to be this fucking retarded.
I'm sorry.
Episode 286.
That's a great draw.
Is Puke here with you? Sign up for the PCL, unless you're Everett Wild and you're not giving us money. Your payments stop. Check them out. Andrew, you've been doing some penicillin.
Yeah.
Penicillin.
Last Sunday, Brett and I decided to do a PCL because we had a fun show the night before on the regular show, and we were talking about our boners for a change. And we decided to do a show based on Jordan Peterson's philosophy of self-reflection, looking at your past self and your present self and your future self. So we focused on our past selves and looking at seven different stages in our lives that gave us drastic changes that made a large impact on us.
Like a meteor?
That could be one if
makes
that happened.
An impact, large impact.
And yet I see no markings on this whiteboard.
What kind of markings would you like to make?
I just meant it sounded like it was such an in-depth analysis.
Oh, they would have notes?
Well, I'm explaining it in the intelligent kind of way. But in reality, all it was like, okay, let's focus on our teen years and talk about our first whatevers.
Oh, I see. So you actually inspired this conversation by talking about your middle school hard-ons,
yeah,
et cetera.
Mm-hmm. I guess so. So we started off with that, and we didn't really have a plan for how long it was going to go or anything. We thought maybe we could just do it in like two parts, like a normal show. And we were over an hour in and we hadn't even gotten through like the first thing.
You hadn't even gotten your first bone?
No.
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But anyway, we took a break and we came back and did like another hour. And then we took a break and came back and did like another hour and then realized, okay, that was a lot of recording.
Uh-huh.
Let's
keep going.
Know, finish today, and we'll come back and revisit this. So we have three parts so far, and if anybody wants to hear the first part, they can sign up for the PCL, and Nick released it last night.
At pukeinthegang.com/VIP, you pay us $5, we activate your account, and then you get the new feed, the special feed.
And also I want to make a mention that, and this will be a theme throughout the show, but throughout those shows.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't mention it during those shows. So the music at the beginning and the ends of those shows is music that I listened to at that time in my life that I haven't really revisited since. So that's kind of fun, right?
I guess so. Do you like revisiting musics?
Sometimes, and sometimes it's very awful. Like last night when I was editing and picking music, I'm like, what bands did I listen to back then?
Yeah, no, I think that me as a fan and knowing you when your music history, Andrew, I think that's pretty special for you to have made that music selection.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I mean, it really will speak to something.
Oh, yeah, and it's sort of topical. And it kind of lines up with the show.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm like, oh, Phoenix TX. And I listen to Phoenix TX. And then I listen to, like, some old Weezer.
Don't mess with Texas.
Phoenix.
And then I'm like, what are some other bands I used to listen to? Oh, the Ataris. And I listened to that. I'm like, oh, my God, that was the worst shit. It was awful. I couldn't even keep listening to
it. Was it all just a bunch of, like,
well, I can't wait to hear it personally.
Yes, Puke.
I think you have a drop for that.
I had it somewhere, probably.
But no, I had a really fun time with those shows. We had some really great feedback from the live chatters and the people listening. And Nicole described it as two hot guys talking about their dicks.
Well.
Oh, I'm sorry I missed it, Nicole.
I will never listen then.
Yeah. Huh. So, I don't know. But I had a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to doing more of those episodes with Brett soon. Sign up for the PCL and listen to it. Yeah.
Because it's probably really entertaining stuff.
We put a lot of work into it.
Did you?
Well, time.
Or did you just walk up and, like, fucking start to... Oh,
yeah.
Right, but, I guess you're...
Okay. Moving on.
I feel like you're only allowed to say you put work into the show if you do it before you're talking. Because I'm an idiot.
No, that makes sense. Or you, I mean, you could put work in after.
Nope.
Well, I think he put energy into his... I mean, Brett probably challenged you, right, Andrew, is part of what you mean?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but are you asking me for a challenge? No, no, I think we were just talking, like a normal conversation he and I would have, but it was recorded. So it was pretty easy. No work at all. No effort.
Ah, suck a dick!
It was just 3 hours of that.
Yep.
The chat says, Nicole was right in her description, and it was hot, even for a heterosexual male such as myself.
Nice.
The chat says that, meaning who in the chat says that?
Espresso D says that.
All right, I trust him. He's the one I trust most in the chat. What's up, my brother?
The chat says is also in the chat. Thank you, chat says.
This is going to get confusing fast.
And next topic, go.
News quiz. Is that what we're starting off with?
Oh, we can do the news quiz at any time.
Or let's
we
do
can...
the news quiz now.
Ooh.
And then
oh, right.
Yeah.
Bring ba big ba bo ba da ba. This is the part of the show where we play the news quiz with Andrew, so the listeners and Andrew can catch up on this week's.
We need to get someone who's musically talented, so Nick doesn't just do that and then puke
shit
overrides it. With
okay,
a drop.
sorry, I'll never do it again.
No. It's puke one or the other.
It puke. Thought he it's like
right,
when, anytime we sample
drop,
him with our mouths, puke picks the one we're not talking about, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
Oh.
That's the one I did.
Okay. See, I didn't know you guys were trying to match a drop, so I didn't want to play a drop over.
I don't think we're creative enough to just make up drops.
But I'm sure it won't help anything, but I found, I believe, a method. I got a device and a bunch of wires, but it should allow me to listen to my computer without it going to the stream so that to the mixer,
uh-huh.
So that I can look for drops and such. And start up videos, and it won't play music and such to you
right.
guys, the listeners, until I'm ready.
But wouldn't that be in like a minute later? You'd be like, "Hey guys, I've been looking for this drop for a
yeah.
minute.
Yes,
I just found it.
But at least
here
there
it is.
Won't be play shit.
So this is not going to help your delayed response drop, but it will help your misplaced immediate drop.
Yeah.
So it improves accuracy.
I'm hoping that that's what it will do.
Improves and deproves?
Yeah, deproves. Unimproves? Disimproves?
Deproves speed. All right.
Disproves.
Question one.
Oh.
Andrew.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I think every week...
If I know how to cut it, I can tell you more.
Ooh, that's a nice one.
I love that one. I told him to get that.
And I did.
So, I just want to say that I feel like every week of my life from here on out, I will know
yeah.
less and less and less about news.
No, why is that? Because you just have no
fucking... No more social
news.
Media and...
oh, that's
good,
probably
you're getting
good
more Amish by the moment.
Yeah. I am actually envious of Andrew because I spend way the fuck too much time on social media scrolling through and seeing news articles posted.
True dat.
And being angered.
The only news I'm going to get anymore is what news developed on Bring a Trailer.
So
not much.
That's no news whatsoever.
No. Question one, Andrew.
Ooh. Hold on, I know some news. There was a.
How about we do the news quiz and we see if
this is not news. In your news?
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Go ahead.
The first Civic Type R to roll off the line.
That was question one.
No, it wasn't.
No, I would never put car news.
Was
in
donated
the news quiz.
To by Honda and to go up for bid on Bring a Trailer or somewhere, and all the proceeds go to some charity, and. The first Civic Type R sold for like $250,000.
My goodness.
Which is an insane amount of money. It's a $30,000 car.
$36,000
car. $250,000.
Why?
Because it was the first one, and it was for charity, and rich people who are car guys will do insane shit.
What charity?
And also because they want the first one.
That wasn't the important part. The important part was it's Civic for selling for $250,000 for a Civic.
Type R, so maybe retard charity?
Probably.
DNK had a Civic. just to give you some context.
Yeah. Hmm. And you can only choose the color. Oh, my God. 34,000. Okay.
Sounds right.
Yeah. It should be right. This is fucking Honda's website. Anyway.
Question one.
A gunman this week.
Wait, what's the rules? Just so everyone playing understands.
Sorry. So we do the news quiz. We ask Andrew the question.
Uh-huh.
It's an NPR-style news quiz where there's a blank, but the blank could be more than one word. You just have to describe what happened during the blank.
Okay.
So, for example, last week... we had a woman was texting while blank. Texting and blank is now in stable condition, and the answer was walking into an open basement.
Ah.
So it's not just one word as the blank.
So I don't. Did I get any points last week?
Yeah, like one or two.
Yeah, I'm going to do worse this week.
So we quiz Andrew on the stuff that should be obvious. It's not supposed to be hard. It's supposed to be the biggest news of the week. We quiz Andrew and we see how much he's heard in the past week, and then if he gets it wrong, the guest gets to steal. And gets a point if the guest gets it right.
So if I get it wrong or I pass to you, then you get to try and have a crack at it, Bridget.
Bridget. Oh. And the chat plays at the same time for fun.
And then if you don't get it or you get it wrong,
then puke gets
a chance.
Okay.
Yay me.
Well, thanks for giving me a chance. I usually listen 24 hours a day to the news, you guys, but this week I haven't been so much, so it'll be a challenge for me as well, or at least more than it normally would be, like when I was... all trying to get everything right, like a show off in the chat last week or the week before or whatever.
Yes.
This week I will not be as good.
Bridget in the chat knew the dead ducks.
I agree.
I feel like I feel overly confident for the lack. Like, I seriously have not absorbed one news thing
in over a week. All right. Well,
where would I have seen any news?
I don't know. Maybe you turn the radio on.
Yeah, no. I've never listened to a radio in years.
Maybe you wander into a convenience store and they're playing it. Right?
That has any news in it, I'm at least a week behind.
Do you ever walk past a newsstand and there's a black man going, extra, extra?
I don't walk anywhere.
Or a little kid. Read all about it.
Yes, Puke.
I don't know why that's a thing. Why do all the kids have that weird hat?
The newsies? I don't know.
Yeah, the newsie hat. Why is that a thing?
All right.
Do they put
question
news?
One.
First question I'm going to get wrong.
Hey!
A gunman this week critically injured a member of Congress at a shooting during a Republican blank.
Baseball game.
Oh, my goodness.
Bridget.
What? It was a baseball game.
Bridget.
Softball game.
No, it wasn't softball. It was baseball. He is right.
The correct answer, baseball practice.
Oh, well, that's...
baseball,
what?
Man. Okay. Yeah, I didn't say basketball, for fuck's sake. Chat,
point to Andrew.
No, but I mean, he really gets it for not saying softball, I feel like, because that's the weirdest part of it.
I feel like it was over a week old.
No.
I think it was not.
It was
Wednesday?
Like Wednesday.
Yeah. I have no idea where I heard about that then.
Question two.
Andrew just sucked it out of the ether
Uh-oh. I think I overheard a conversation between two people.
Do we need a whole story on the backstory of how you know everything?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was hanging out with a bunch of salesmen all week. Oh, my God. So,
all right. News quiz over.
All right. That was a fun segment, you guys.
This is how we make it entertaining.
Okay.
So, I had to go to Massachusetts for 2 days for some training this week. And they brought in all the companies like mine from all over the country.
I was in Massachusetts when I heard about this story, too.
Oh.
So we all get together, and I see these guys maybe two or three times a year max.
We're probably in the same town.
Last time I saw them was in Vegas back in December, November. And anyway, so I kind of know some of these guys. Some of them I don't know at all. And it's not – they're like, we're not friends. We're friendly. But, man, you get these guys
business
in a room,
friend.
And you start hearing the most insane things. Like, these salesmen, some guy's talking about somehow he's fucking some girl in the ass, like, loudly. In this conference room, in front of pretty much strangers. Like, how do you do that? I could not believe it.
What girl?
Dudes.
Some girl that wasn't his wife.
Oh.
It's probably a fake story.
Probably, but still, it's just the fact that he's saying the thing, and he's doing the motions.
Really?
He's standing up at the conference table.
How much alcohol?
Ew. None. This is like 11 in the morning.
Jesus Christ.
This reminds me of like the Costanza meeting.
This is before the alcohol. Yeah, you bastard.
You're the all-time bestseller.
You must think I'm pretty stupid.
Nice.
Okay. So yeah, I heard it between one of the conversation with a couple of those guys.
Oh, that makes sense.
Hmm.
Question two.
Oh, we're back to that shit.
Tooing.
The blanks won 16 of their 17 playoffs games en route to the NBA championship, which completed this week.
Couldn't have said NHL? NBA Wait, you're saying they won the whatever the Stanley Cup of the NBA?
They won 16 of the, yes. They won the NBA championship and on their way won 16 of the 17 playoff games, basically swept almost the entire playoffs.
Cleveland Cavaliers.
Bridget.
So, I was inclined to say Cleveland Cavaliers. Like LeBron, I think is on the. It's whatever team. It's whatever team Kevin Durant's on. Shit.
Don't know who that is.
Kevin Durant had the winning team. Damn it.
I just know Dennis Rodman, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen. I used to watch basketball in
Dennis Rodman's in North Korea. Oops,
did I ruin it? Oh no, I don't know. I knew but talking to the mic when you say that.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was really afraid I ruined a question.
I don't know, but I knew that question.
The answer.
Wait, hang on.
He got it, right?
What about number three?
Wizards?
Bridget gets a guess.
The answer is the Golden.
No, I got to puke. Oh,
sorry.
Jeez.
You're
the rule, man.
I forgot.
Golden State Warriors.
Oh, good job.
No, he doesn't get the point because you said Golden.
No, he gets
knew it.
There's only one
it.
Team with Golden in front
he
of
totally
it, and I would not
it.
Have guessed Golden State Warriors. I would have just said Golden
Colorado.
Chicken.
All right.
The Golden State Warriors beat the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Do I get a half a point for knowing Kevin
What's
Durant?
What's the Golden no. State? Is that California?
Yes.
Somewhere in California. When did this basketball team come around?
Yeah.
I've never heard of them before like this year.
I don't know.
And what town are they from?
California sports are all fucked up these days.
The chat says also wins. He got it with the delay even before the rest of you.
Oh, the chat says got it.
Chat says.
Sorry, I was confused. I thought you were saying Puke got it because
no,
the chat says he got
it.
He didn't get it. You said Golden.
No, Puke give knew it to it, Puke. Though. Puke totally got
Puke,
it.
Did you know it?
Did know it.
He did know it.
I did know it because they talked about it.
That's why he got so pissed when I started saying it.
They talked about it on Adam Carolla, so obviously I knew it.
Oh, they played the Cavaliers. Damn it, I was so close.
Exactly, because it's LeBron.
I was 9 points from winning.
That's what I just said.
So, LeBron's on the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he thought that he might join that Golden State or something or other next year.
Okay, this is weird. Golden State Warriors are from Oakland, California, so Golden State, like Golden Gate Bridge, right, San Francisco. And it says here they've won NBA championships in 1947, 56, 75. How did I never hear about them?
So they probably had a lot of off years, like just like
right, because they went from 75 to 2015
without
winning.
Now, this Kevin Durant
is
integral into their success. Like, this Kevin Durant, I was watching him when he was in the NCAA, and this was during about, like, 2007, 8, 9 time.
Okay.
Is when he was in college. So and he joined...
That's the Black Advocacy Lobbying Group.
Exactly. right, that Sammy Davis Jr. was... Yeah. Whatever. Anyway, so... Sorry, that I don't know how long the team
Have
has obviously
heard about
been
these blacks
has obviously been sporadic. I know that he joined that team on purpose because he felt like they really needed him.
Okay,
so that must have something to do with why we haven't heard of them because they've probably been like real low or non-existent for
a lot
of years.
Very nice.
Because Chicago Bulls the only team that matters.
Yes.
Moving on.
Question three. Trump began lashing out on Twitter this week after the reveal that he is under investigation for blank.
Oh.
Well, I've been watching House of Cards.
Uh-huh.
And I've only gotten like a half an episode further since last week.
Mm.
But Funderwood is under investigation for rigging an election. Or fucking with an election.
Right.
So I'm going to say
That's
Trump is being accused of fucking with an election.
Bridget.
God damn it.
I know I should have the answer because I think it was given to me days ago, but I don't know.
Puke.
Oh, rape.
The answer, obstruction of justice.
Obstruction of justice.
In what context?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's the
Did he just go and block a police officer?
I think specifically it's in the firing of James Comey and or his private discussions with him.
Oh.
I bet you, knowing nothing about this, I bet you it's going to turn into a Funderwood situation where he's going to be under investigation for fucking with the election.
Why do you keep saying Thunderwood?
Thunder. Frank Underwood. Thunder.
Oh, Frank Underwood. Okay.
Who are you, Tom?
His last name is Underwood. From under cheese.
Question four. The jury in the blank sex assault case was still deadlocked after 52 hours of deliberations resulting in a mistrial.
Cosby.
Yes. Point Andrew.
Wow. Okay.
Well, what's the bigger sexual assault case than Cosby? I knew it was coming to trial soon.
Golden State Warriors.
Several families of the victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting have threatened legal action against NBC if it airs the Megyn Kelly interview with who?
Hmm.
I'm going to... Wait. I was at first going to say whoever the shooter was, but I bet they're dead.
Trick question.
No fucking idea.
Bridget.
Alex Jones.
That's correct.
Nice.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones.
Oh, wait a minute.
What are they going to sue
for?
Yeah,
what the fuck? What does Alex Jones have to do with Sandy?
Well, he's going to say it was fake, and they're going to be upset because they're going to say it's not fake. But why would they sue NBC for what a guest on a show said?
Because NBC has 9/11. Money.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, probably. Very good point.
Nick said NBC has money.
Question six. Three to go. The next generation of the Xbox was announced this week, called the...
Xbox Zero.
Bridget.
Ice Cube.
Puke.
Xbox One X.
The Xbox One X. Point puke.
Comes That's out in awful. November. Will cost $500. It has 4K native resolution. High dynamic range.
He's not reading anything.
Obviously, I'm a nerd, and I knew all about that shit. E3 was this week.
Don't know what that is.
The Electronics something Expo.
Question seven. Whole Foods grocery store is set to be bought by blank for $13.7 billion.
Kroger.
Bridget.
Sorry, puke. Amazon.
Amazon.
My favorite.
Correct.
Ooh. Yeah, that's going to be correct. What are they going to do?
That makes sense.
You see how I said it before when we were, and I almost ruined it, but then I shut my mouth when we were outside?
The score currently is Andrew 2 points, Bridget 2 points, puke 2 points.
Whoa.
Oh, I have nowhere to go with that.
Sorry, there's one more question.
Final question.
Holy balls.
The TV show Blank has halted production mid-season after allegations of sexual misconduct in a hot tub.
What?
It's not Stranger Things. Stop fucking with me. Okay, I feel like there's two. Is it a big show?
It's a spinoff of a big show.
I can't.
It's a spinoff of a big show.
Or it's a big
fuck.
It's a big show.
I guess if the other participants want to help you, that's not my problem.
And I'm not going to feel bad because I don't think Puke knows it either.
I'm not going to get it.
I might know it.
I was going to say The Walking Dead, but that's not right because it's not a spinoff of a big show.
I could even tell him what category of show it's in and he won't guess it.
I wouldn't get it.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's a reality show.
Oh, fuck. The Ashton Kutcher nerd one. Nerd and Babe one. What was it called?
I'm pretty sure Geeks, that doesn't
Beauty
exist
and
or something.
Geek or Geek?
Beauty and the Geek.
Or, no, I have no idea. Beauties and Geek? I don't know. Bridget.
Geeks.
The answer is Bachelor in Paradise.
Correct.
What the fuck is that?
What?
Bridget wins.
Yeah, I don't even know.
They'll be divorced in a year.
God damn it. What? That's not news.
Wait. We're done?
That is absolutely news.
I don't watch the show, Andrew. The only reason I know is because it's news.
News comes in several categories. Sports, entertainment, tech, and shootings.
Yes. Death.
We did one of each.
Death.
And next.
No, news is weather, traffic, politics, sports. Mainly weather.
I thought you were going to sing. This has been the quiz show for Andrew. I don't know how the beat goes on this song. This news, 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 news.
Thanks for playing the quiz show, you guys. That was very fun.
I like when Puke sings. He just repeats the same word over and over.
I ran out of things to think. So. Well, congrats, Bridget.
I'm not going to do any better than two next week. There's no fucking way.
I have to do this every week?
Yeah, absolutely. You should.
Yeah, you read the news. How hard is that?
Fine.
You're already reading the news.
Yeah.
Now you're just asking me about it.
To be fair, all you have to do is just bring up Google News and start scrolling down.
Yeah, this is way harder for me than it is for
you. Are
you
kidding me?
I don't believe I was.
I do actual work, and I pick the right ones.
Oh.
For example, I didn't pick, I can make one up now. Mm-hmm. Some girl was just found guilty for manslaughter after blanking. I don't know how to say it because I didn't write it out. See? I got to write it out.
Okay.
Okay.
After texting her boyfriend to kill himself.
Yeah.
Oh, I did hear about that.
Yeah, well, this was covered a long, long time ago.
Right,
on
it was
the
too
news
old.
With Nick
oh.
or on a break
I
ship.
Mean, she was just found guilty, but it happened a long time ago.
Oh, so I didn't even know she was found guilty.
She was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter.
And yes, that's correct.
But I keep hearing conflicting reports if she was tried as an adult or juvenile. I think they did try her as an adult, though she was 17 at the time.
God, it's all fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And next topic, puke.
Nick.
Yes.
I brought a foam roller.
Oh, sweet.
So I bought a foam roller, and for some
reason...
What's
a foam roller?
A foam roller is a Muscle Mauler. Roll hard, play harder.
Jesus, of course your foam roller would come with an advertisement.
Deep tissue massage foam roller. It's a personal masseuse, a stretch strengthener, a travel companion, a core smasher, and a workout buddy. This shit's ridiculous that came wrapped around my foam roller, but... oh my God!
Yeah,
what
because
is that?
If a product exists,
band.
If a product exists, mm-hmm. you go, that's a nice product. I better buy the fanciest version of it.
It was like $10 on fucking Amazon.
Oh. Well, never mind then,
because everything is cheap as shit on Amazon. But anyway, I have my back.
So you bought 36 of them.
I have 1,000.
I just sleep on foam rollers.
So there's
now.
If you want instructions, guys, there you go. In case you wanted to know how to foam fall. I was surprised at how small it was. It's very tiny. And I use it to try and massage my spine because it hurts.
Well, you can just go find back. A rock.
I've used a tennis ball for several years, but I thought maybe a foam roller would work better, but I don't know if it does. So, anyway, I thought that was hilarious. The core smasher, deep tissue massage foam roller.
Well, try
that's
it out
into
now.
That content.
Well, I'm just saying, I want to try it. Mm. I haven't tried it,
so to go try it.
Okay.
Not right now.
He said go. Oh, it's not in here?
No.
Oh, then fuck it.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Why would I bring it to the studio? I don't know. You just had the fucking wrapping paper from it.
So I had a saga with my mower. I think I talked about it on the show. I had this ancient mower that came with when Andrew lived at that house. It was there.
It
was
like owned.
You bought it.
Yeah, I bought it. Julia paid for it. I said, I'll find you a mower. I'll mow the lawn, but you got to pay for the mower.
Right. So Andrew found this gigantic pile of shit mower.
No, it was $300, and it was perfectly fine. It worked great for me.
Yeah. So
just had a tire that lost air.
Yeah. So when I moved in, Julia still had it, and then she sold it to me for $200, which was probably way too much. But anyway, I fiddle-fucked around with it all last year and got it running and mowed like four times. And then this year, no go. I tried to mow it once. With it once, and it just eventually it was like well, first of all, the battery dies, and I'd have to charge the battery, and then I finally got it going. It's like, and I'm like, that sounds fine, and I get going, and I get like 1 minute, I mow one line of grass, and it goes, and white smoke puffs out everywhere. There's oil in the filter, and coming out of the exhaust, and I don't know what the fuck's going on. So I shove it back and fiddle fuck around and get it running for like one more minute, and it blows up again. And I said, fuck it. I'm going to have to get a new mower. Well, I procrastinated, and I didn't get a mower. And then I randomly talked to a guy at work, and he's like, I'll take your mower. I'll play with that mower. Turns out he's taken like three shit mowers off of guys at work. Mm-hmm. He's just like taking mowers and fucking with them, and I guess his wife yells at him a lot. But anyway... So he actually got it going. Turns out it had a like blown head gasket, I guess.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like. If he had oil in places it shouldn't have been.
Well, I wasn't going to fuck with it anymore. I was done with it. And
but that would also cost like $9 to fix.
Yeah, $9 I don't have. So instead, I pay a man now to mow my lawn, and it's fucking amazing.
Who? I mean, how?
Andrew and I went to breakfast one morning before work, and there was just an ad there on the placemat. You got the paper placemat at the diner, and there's some guy.
Hold on. Let's go back. What did I say about it? First, I said, I'll lend you my mower if you want to borrow it. You're like, no, that's impossible.
Yeah, that sounded like a pain in the dick.
So you could buy Bridget's mower for $50.
Yeah.
So then I found you a cheap mower through Bridget. And then,
I'm not really interested in another cheap mower that I have to play with.
You could buy a bunch of scissors. You could run around.
Oh, yeah.
Then I said, well, it's already June.
Or you could use the muscle mower, the mow mower.
I also could have just mowed my lawn with my weed whacker, the whole thing, just like back and forth.
So I just simply said, well, it's already June, why don't you just pay somebody to come? Honestly, for the price of a new push mower, you'll have this entire summer mowed,
right?
Probably. I don't know what it's going to cost, but even if it's $100, you do it once now, once at the end of August, and maybe one more time in October,
pretty much. So I was like, well, how do I find a ladder?
Right.
And I couldn't. So I looked online once and was like, meh. And then when we were having breakfast, I saw the ad for this guy that does lawn care. And I was like, ooh, let's try this guy. Why not? And I call him up and he quotes $6,000 per $35 per mow. And he's going to do it every other week.
That's the problem. That's what I told you not to do.
That's fine. You can tell me all kinds of shit. Yeah. I tell you things and you don't fucking do it, too.
Good point. Now fight.
So anyway, like, I think it's well worth it because while, yes, I could have got a cheaper mower or whatever the fuck, like, I don't want to mow. I hate mowing. This is way better. Somebody else can fucking mow, and I'll give them money.
Right.
And I don't have to deal with a mower or getting gas. Fuck. I have a gas jug.
I'll take it.
Filled with fire. I could just pour it in my car.
Fuck. You actually want the... I thought you were trying to get rid of the jug.
Oh, you can... I guess you could have the jug. I think it was your jug.
Oh, fuck.
I think it was probably your jug that's been left at that house for years.
I'll take it. Is it a good jug or is it a shit jug?
It's a shit jug.
God damn it.
I fucking hate it. Because it's got that stupid EPA mandated stupid thing. But I don't, anyway, I think it's a great deal because I don't have to do stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm going to let him do it like every other week, but if he comes next week and mows, because I'm looking at the yard, I'm looking at it. And it doesn't mow or grow that fast, so I might have to... I'll see if he can do it, like, maybe every 3 weeks. But see, the thing is, though, like, this guy wants to make money, and it might not be worth his time.
Is he a pushover or a not pushover?
Don't know. Talk to him once.
He
seems like a pushover, maybe. I mean, I don't know about a pushover, but he was really laid back, because, like, he came, and he was mowing before I even got home after work, after talking to him.
Uh-huh.
And he was like... You know, do you want to inspect it or anything? I'm like, nah, I'm fine, cool, whatever. And he's like, yeah, pay me at the end of the month. I'll send you a bill. He didn't even have me pay me that first time. Like, what if I moved out before I had to pay him $35?
Next time you see him, you should be like, wrong house, bro.
And just rack my shotgun.
And he's organized enough to send a bill. That's pretty cool. And his email is mowerman82@yahoo.com.
Lawnmowerman, yeah, like the movie. I doubt he will send me an email. He will probably just shove a piece of paper in my door.
Nah, he's sending it in the mail. This guy... Oh. He seems like he's cutting his losses or whatever. You know, maybe he'll get a few little lawns, like little old ladies who need him to do it, and then you with a big yard, you know, just evens out for him.
Maybe. This guy's a pro, though. It was two people. They had a big-ass mower. It took him like 20 minutes. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And obviously he's good enough to advertise, so it wasn't just some like kid down the street.
He must have friends that'll come beat you up.
Oh, yeah, I definitely. See what you're saying. Or the law. I'm sure there's some sort of legality issue.
Or maybe people who hire guys for $35 don't normally back out on their bills for no reason. Mm-hmm. It's only $35.
True, because it's, yeah. No,
and if you do back out, you just get blacklisted.
It's a fairly, it seems like a word-of-mouth kind of town in that respect.
That's true, too, yeah. And I'll just be like, I had to buy 1,000 more Bluetooth speakers. I can't afford to pay you. And then I got into fidget spinners, and I'm out of money.
You got addicted to opioids. I got into fidget spinners. I couldn't pay you.
I'm into heroin and fidget spinners. So anyway, I think it's pretty cool. Andrew, you could have somebody mow your lawn for you. I bet they'd do yours for like $10.
I'd do it for $10.
I like mowing my lawn.
Oh, you're weird.
Well, it's totally flat.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And no one else is going to make the nice diagonal lines that I
mow. Oh, you do that? Wow, you're
fancy.
Yeah,
I mowed my lawn last Sunday. And while Brett was here, he was in the shower right before the show. I was mowing the lawn.
Oh, God, none of this is gay at all.
And then he came out of the shower, and I said, Brett, don't put any clothes on. Come here. And I brought him outside. I said, look at these lines.
Hey, Nizcole.
I was proud of my backyard lines. The front yard's kind of tough.
Yeah. Yeah, you also have enough grass that, like, you can do that. Like, the yard at this house is fucked.
I don't have the thick, full grass that I wish I had. There's some bald spots.
Well, you're going to have to get some.
What? Dying.
Yeah, sorry, Jesus. It's good. Like, she liked that bald spot.
It's all coming together.
All right. But the yard was bad last year, and like then they cut down that tree, and they were out there with a crane and a giant front loader. So the yard's like mostly dirt now. So I'm like, yeah, who gives a shit?
Yeah, so I don't know. I enjoy the lawn mowing, and I'm going to continue it.
It's the same thing. Brett suggested I should plant a garden. I'm like, fuck that noise. Who the fuck wants to plant a garden?
We got video games to play.
Who gives a shit? Right.
We can't be doing gardening.
I'd have to go outside for that. I didn't go outside.
You got bombs to defuse.
Yeah. I don't think I went outside last week at all. Like, all I did was sit, do homework. I did the show with you guys. And then Sunday, I never left, and I ordered pizza at my house, like because all I was doing was homework. So, yeah, who's got time for...
Well, it's not like you were playing video games all day.
That's true. No, I was trying to write a goddamn research paper, and it fucking sucks.
This is what the future is going to be, though, you guys, with the virtual reality. No one's going to leave the house.
Ooh. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of kids who already don't leave the house that probably still won't leave the house.
Oh, yeah. I mean, but I think it's going to be for grown-ups, too. Like, I mean, I get what you're saying, that they're being like... But it's going to be like this Brave New World thing where we all just sit and have the...
Yeah,
whatever.
I don't know.
It's
I saw
Brave New World.
That kind?
Yeah.
Like Disney?
Yeah, exactly.
Aladdin.
So, nice puke.
Yeah, no, I saw Demolition Man where they put on the virtual reality headsets.
I haven't seen it. I barely know Aladdin.
Oh, well, you should watch Demolition Man because this scenario plays out. And
I just read Brave New World.
These people,
I didn't watch the movie.
I don't read.
Okay.
These people... could be in VR all day, but no. In Demolition Man, they were mostly out and about doing things.
Mm-hmm.
Not swearing.
Not touching.
Not touching.
Not touching. Yeah. Be well, John Spartan.
Yep. But they still had that available to them when they wanted it.
Yeah. I think that if I owned a house and it had a yard, like, I wouldn't neglect it then. But since it's just a rental and it's already in shit shape, like, I'm not gonna do a bunch of extra work.
No.
So it's fine with me.
You
if
got
somebody
some nice has... flowers and stuff there.
Yeah. Hey, I planted mint, goddammit.
Yep.
Who wants a garden, though? I'm confused.
Oh, no. Brett just suggested that I could plant a garden because the yard's big enough. And
but
I'm like,
then you just said
no.
you planted mint, like, of your own volition, but actually that mint was to keep something away,
right,
wasn't
the
it?
Mint allegedly is a deterrent for rodents,
right,
but I think I need about 50,000 mm-hmm. more mint plants.
I think it's just some lie the mint lobby created.
Big mint.
Yeah.
Trying to get you... It wasn't big enough for your toothpaste and your gum, but now they're going for your yard. Big
mint. Why don't we make the toothpaste out of shamrocks?
So,
Andrew,
I'm pretty sad, you guys.
Yeah. Why is that?
Finally selling the BRZ. I half-heartedly tried to sell
Congrats.
It a few months ago. And then, like, 2 weeks ago, I put it up for sale again for Sirius. And within a couple days, some guy messaged me, emailed me from my Craigslist ad. And he's like, give me a call. And it was a Texas number. When you put your car up for sale,
Texas
you get all kinds
what,
of out-of-state...
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, and Andrew's like, who the fuck's got a Texas number? Meanwhile, and where's your phone number?
Pennsylvania, but
yeah, okay.
No, here's the thing.
No, I'm really curious what the area code was.
I don't know. I don't remember.
Well,
but
fuck you, too.
From
905.
Posting, don't mess with Texas.
From posting things on Craigslist, I got a million phone calls and text messages from these companies that are like, hey, congratulations. We have a lot of customers interested in your specific vehicle. And if you pay us $200, we'll guarantee to sell it for you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, really? Mm-hmm. So you're going to come from Las Vegas, the whole way to New Hampshire, to pick up a car that isn't that rare and bring it back to Vegas, where there's way more of these that exist than in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like New Hampshire is the supply chain for BRZs. Right.
Well, that's where they come off the boat in the port from Japan.
Yeah, they sail through the Panama Canal,
right,
and bypass California.
Around. It's a lot faster than shipping it from California when it gets off the boat. So
yeah.
They just
but they're coming
bypass.
From Canada, yes, if they're coming here.
Oh, they could.
But so anyway, the first response to this guy is, why do you have a Texas number if you're in New Hampshire? Why are you interested in a car in New Hampshire if you have a Texas number?
And he said, why the fuck you got a Pittsburgh number?
And I said, prove that you're real.
Okay. And he sent you a dick pic? Please tell me it's a dick pic.
And he just, he said something like, no, it's just an old number. I moved here at this time. I live in Concord. I'm like, oh, okay, sorry. So,
and then you said, we have to fight.
Then I talked to the guy, and he's like, did you know that you have the only World Rally Blue BRZ for sale, like, in the country?
Ooh.
Not in the country, but, like, in a very large area.
Somewhere
not local.
Somewhere uh-huh. where he and would then, be willing to buy it from.
Yeah, that's hot.
And I'm like, no, I don't
right.
whatever.
I did not know.
Like, Nicole,
honestly,
are you listening?
It's not that rare. Like, there's another one in my town,
uh-huh.
for fuck's sake.
But apparently none of them are for sale.
Yeah, so honestly. Anyway.
Or at the time that he was looking.
Well, I'm aroused.
Then he gets excited and he's like, well, let me see what kind of money I can get from a bank loan for this car. Do you have the VIN so they can calculate out how much they can loan me? So I gave him the VIN. A couple days later, he comes back and then he's like, okay, I've been approved for the loan. I'd like to come look at it. He comes and looks at it. Pulls up in a Dodge Avenger.
Oh, no.
Which is an awful car. Really awful car. And then he gets out. He's 18 years old. Young kid. And I'm like, oh, shit. Then he gets in the car, and all he cares about is like, wow, that color looks so good in person. I'm like, oh, fuck. He's buying a car based on color. And he's like, I used to have an FRS, which is the same thing as my car. He's like, But I got laid off like a month later, and luckily I worked for the dealership that I bought it from, so they bought it back from me.
This kid is like you. This is you, I feel like. Because he's come all the way from Texas. He's only 18. He's in a whole nother state. He's buying cars. This feels like the Andrew of the past, like going state to state, buying cars, having jobs.
But I wasn't buying them based on their color.
Okay, jobs. You know what I mean.
So,
but well,
but he wasn't buying the car solely based on the color. He didn't,
I don't know.
He didn't go to fucking Auto Trader and was like, well, blue, first yeah, car, true. Blue,
right.
Okay,
my,
blue.
My point is that he might not have been, just buying it based on the color, as you assume, but like, this was just the enthusiasm that you had when you were that youthful or whatever.
Maybe. So,
I don't know. It reminded me of you.
We get in the car, let him take it for a drive. Worst clutch operator ever.
Oh, no.
I was so angry, and I'm like, am I really letting this car go to this kid? Like, he's not actually going to buy it. He won't have the money. And then he starts negotiating with me. He's like, well, here's a letter from the bank. Here's what I've been approved to finance.
Mm.
Can you sell it for that? And I said, nope.
Oh.
Because it was significantly less than, not significantly, but it was less than I wanted to sell it for.
You said, I only take Bitcoin.
Yeah. So we agreed on a price, and then we had to go through a bunch of bank stuff, like my bank being paid off by his bank and all this stuff. So it's been a few days, but we're waiting for the bank to finally send the money over to my bank and for it to clear.
Huh.
So it'll clear Monday or Tuesday. And I still have the car at the moment. I've been driving the shit out of it for the past few days.
Did you even get a new debit card yet?
No.
Oh.
What?
Right. You can't get the money out. It'll just be in the bank.
Yeah, that's probably better for me.
How the fuck do you not have a debit card?
I'm pissed about this debit card situation.
Well, one, I've been not spending much money. And two, I've just been using the credit card.
Your bank is shit.
That isn't irrelevant. That's good.
Well, right. But still, like, Jesus fucking Christ. I don't, like, what, it's not
someone
being
else
made
has
on
ours.
I didn't mean.
They probably sent his debit card to the other guy.
Oh, right. Oh.
Andy Mercier.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So, I'm really sad. I've had that car for nearly 4 years. It's really never had a problem other than the problems other people caused with it or nature.
Like your boss running into a...
Yeah, I had boss running into a parking block. You know, Ellen spinning it and hitting cones constantly and beating up the front bumper. Acorn spinning onto it in my old house.
Well, whatever.
Nothing I ever did. I'm very sad. It's been a very good car. It gets great gas mileage. It has good air conditioning. It has a decent stereo. It's the first car, only car I ever had navigation, which is pretty awful. but it's super fun to drive, and I'm sad.
But if you're so sad, why are you selling it?
Because it's time to just get rid of it, get rid of the car payment. And then this winter, I'm going to buy something old when people are desperate to sell because it's winter.
Yeah. Something old and valuable or just something old?
This is the quandary that I'm in.
Nick, sell your car to Andrew.
No.
I don't want to sell my car.
I could buy something old and valuable, but then I'll be like freaking out about it constantly. Like, oh, God, I hope it's okay in that garage with all those chipmunks.
I really want to buy a cheap truck. Just have a weird truck.
Okay. That's cool. I've been looking at like old Land Cruisers and stuff. That's kind of truckish. But no, I'm looking at old cars, and either I want something old that's going to go up in value, or I just want something old that isn't valuable enough for me to care that much about.
Yeah.
But has a big enough engine bay that I could drop in a modern V8 and make it really fucking fast.
Oh, you want to switch out the engine? That should
I buy something that isn't very valuable.
That should be a quick project.
No, it won't be. But it also won't be in a dirt driveway. In a fucking front-wheel drive transaxle setup with no room to get a goddamn engine under there.
Well, the chat says
like you're referencing something.
The chat says we could bring Puke's lawnmower over and switch out the engines at the same time.
Oh, yeah. There we go.
And then have a working lawnmower.
That lawnmower's gone.
I'm sorry. I'm very bummed. It's sad. It's depressing.
Yeah, I know. When I sold my truck that I had for 11 years, I cried when I drove away from the dealership.
See?
Aww. I was like, oh, I've had that truck for
so
whatever,
long. Whatever, but
it was
the right thing.
I hated it. But, yeah. Yes.
Yes, and I've killed several pets that I had, and I cried too, but it was the right thing.
The fuck's wrong with
just
you?
Kidding.
How many pets do you kill on average?
Well, if you count the mice that live in my house as pets, which I do.
Okay. But yeah, it is sad. Like, you get attached to vehicles. I wonder if, do other non-car people feel this way? I feel like they don't.
No, only if they're the kind of car not car person. If they're the kind of person that's like, oh, this is my first car. I named it Murray. I loved Murray. Oh, what kind of car is it? It's a red one. It's Murray. Murray's red.
Did you name your BRZ?
No, never named my BRZ. But I had an ex-girlfriend who had a red Lumina named Murray.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, it's a real story. Okay.
No, it is a real story. I'm not basing this off nothing.
I thought you were just making up shit. I don't know. I never heard about Murray. That's really loud. Fidget spinning.
All right, we should go to break.
Okay. Yeah, we should. I got to pee real bad. During the break.
Oh, yeah, during the break, we're going to hear a clip from the PCL that I talked about at the beginning of the show. Yeah.
So Andrew and Brett talking about fucking teens or something. What? Is that what it was?
Andrew and Brett's teen saga.
Oh, teen saga. All right, go to break.
First French, and then she comes back for the first beach.
Trisha, this show is dedicated to you.
And, yeah, not a Caucasian, which my mom definitely noticed.
Yeah,
and
you discussed that last night a little bit.
Yeah, so she, there was another session where there was like a second base, first boobs, first third base, which was just hands.
I don't know what these bases are.
Hands in the pants. All right, first base is French.
Okay.
See, this is interesting because you've never played this game. You've never played by these rules. You started the game on second base.
Yeah.
Boobs before Frenching. That's unheard of.
I was very lost
out
in that field.
That's unheard of. There's something kind of funny about that. Like the retarded kid who's just standing on third base when the game starts, but then at school,
facing the wrong
way,
he
sticks his hands down somebody's pants.
Well, we can cut the second half short. I don't care.
We're probably going to have to.
Why?
Because what the fuck you got to talk about?
Exactly. Somehow Andrew always can magically fill 18 hours straight, though.
Mm-hmm. I know. I'm sorry. I feel
He's
bad.
Very good.
You know what we should do is just start
ramble.
It.
You're lucky you have him.
We're started. This is it. Right?
Is
Are we
this,
recording?
Oh, a timer!
We're not recording. Timer.
Turtle peen.
Are we recording? Can you confirm if we're recording, for fuck's sake?
I thought you were looking over here.
I can't
here.
See.
Can see.
There's
it.
Puke's computer
yes.
in the way. I'd have to fuck up my entire mic to see it. God damn it. I get so angry at you so easily.
Tell me about it.
I thought you were saying, are we recording, but also looking over here. And then
I was looking,
see.
But I couldn't see.
Fight, 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 fight.
Because there's many times where I ask Nick a question, and then he starts staring at his phone, and then 20 minutes later, he answers the question, and I go, wow, I can't believe you even remember the question.
That's pretty
long. Oh, you
it's
like
been
that.
So long.
He's like that guy I had to train. It's infuriating. Did I talk about fidget spinners? I forget. I bought a bunch of fidget
spinners.
We've
only been talking about that for 18 weeks. But no, today we didn't really mention it much.
We started the show with them.
Yeah, we've been talking about it since the start of the show.
Anyway, I bought a bunch of fidget spinners for you guys because you were all like, fucking, oh, fidget spinners. But nobody wanted them.
Oh, is it mine?
You may have that if you want it.
Wow. Pew.
I bought a bunch for the studio because I bought some and a couple weeks ago, and people were like, oh my God, it's amazing. I want it. And I said, fuck you. It's mine. So then I got some more. Moore's ones. And they're really fun to take to work because we have compressed air, so you can put it under the compressed air gun.
Yeah,
that
would be fun. Yeah.
I want to clamp one down and see how long it takes for it to explode.
Oh,
the one you gave me, I sometimes spin it, and I blow onto it, and I hear it go...
Our lives are very interesting.
Yeah.
Sometimes we blow on fidget spinners.
Espresso D in the chat had said, could we put needles on it? But I don't know. I feel like we covered that.
Laser pointers.
Laser pointers, but needles?
Yeah, he said needles, I'm pretty sure.
The fuck do you want to do that for?
I don't know. I feel like we kind of covered that potential scenario for fidget spinners like a week or 2 weeks ago. Yeah, about,
putting like razor blades.
I don't know. Yeah. We've talked so much about them. I feel like
I know because you can't
throwing star.
Right.
It's fun to have at work because people are like, "Is that a fidget spinner?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm a tard. They're awesome."
The school I was at yesterday installing a machine. She was showing off these fidget spinners they made on their laser they bought for me.
Ooh.
On a laser?
Well, they laser cut them and then they put bearings in them.
Put bearings in them.
No, seriously, he could have printed us mad fidget spinners by now.
Oh yeah, they're being printed like crazy now. All over the place.
How long... Nick!
What?
Look up to see if there's betting on when the fidget spinner fad ends in Vegas.
I'm not sure how you would determine
I don't either,
its
but
ending.
God damn it.
Vegas odds fidget spinner and death.
Well...
When does this fad open?
The first... Well, there's the first fidget spinner, which is Baron Trump's fidget spinner. The first fidget spinner. Get it? First.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway.
Are you talking about his dick?
What?
Yeah, I don't know.
So the they were coming off the Air Force One or whatever and moving to Washington, D.C., and he had a fidget spinner. So now it's like legit.
Because the president's child
exactly.
has one. But then again, every single child has one of these fucking things. But anyway, yeah, they're a lot of fun. It's weird because, like when I'm at work, I stand at a machine and it runs, and I've got like 6 minutes while it's doing something. And so many times I've just like reached over in my toolbox for a tool and I fiddle fuck around with that. And now I just have a thing that spins. I don't fucking know.
What if you were spinning it, though, and it flew out of your hand into the machine?
Oh.
Good thing they have doors.
Oh, well, then fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like getting your sleeve caught in the machine is a much larger risk.
Oh, we got people dropping their bobby pins into the machines, breaking it.
Oh,
what?
Yeah?
Wow.
Who did that?
Was that you?
Nobody. Not me.
Oh, okay. Because I could see you wearing a bobby pin for no fucking reason. Or maybe it would be a reason. But. Anyway. Yeah, so if you think fidget spinners are stupid, you haven't tried them out. That's what I'm telling you. And I got these ones, too. They have little ball. They have the bearing in the center, and they've got little ball bearings captured kind of out on the edge for weight, but they also spin inside the plant, and it's like another level of fidgety.
Nice. So,
yes.
My shit town that I live in.
Shit town.
Has jacked
USA.
Up my taxes twice
oh.
in not even 2 years since I moved in.
Oh, no.
We don't even have a school here.
Did you just get the bill?
Not too long ago. They're yelling because the fucking... My mortgage company pays my escrow and taxes.
Right.
But whenever the taxes go up, the mortgage company is behind on it. And then the city just starts sending me angry letters, and I get even more angry. And I'm like, fuck you. They can procrastinate all they want on paying you your fucking taxes.
How many billions?
A lot of billions. So...
Oh. What is it?
There's Whoa, a it's a moth.
That thing's huge.
It's in Bridget's hair. No, it's not.
Fight it with your powers.
Yeah, that's great.
Where did it go?
It went that way.
Well, the odds are on a light bulb.
No.
It's above you. It's above you.
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, let's both of them.
All right, this isn't funny.
All right.
No, it
that was
kind
it was
of very,
that.
I couldn't talk when there was a moth flying
it's
in my face.
A line from Aliens. They're above you. God damn it. Have you never seen Aliens?
I also
nope,
liked
never
that
saw
Lord
aliens.
Of the Rings correlation where, because Gandalf, he sends out that moth to go talk to the brown
oh,
wizard.
Oh, right, he did, yeah.
Yeah, that was good. I like that, even though if you didn't think of it.
Yeah, Godzilla's enemy.
I was just honestly looking for some exciting music.
The chat says, Andrew's fists, lol.
I punch bugs when they fly at me.
Yes,
I punch
we get,
them.
We know.
And like bees.
Yeah,
I
how's
box.
That working out for you?
I rarely get stung by bees. Once every 3 years, I get stung by a bee.
I've never been stung by a bee until last year of my whole life.
Well, that's more reason.
I'm older than you.
Well,
I mean, all odds are okay. I don't know. The moth isn't going to hurt us.
Now everybody's looking for moths.
So, so my town.
Oh, that's just shit.
Taxes went up.
Okay.
Police come to the house because I have a dog that I didn't register. Right?
Which we went over. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, like a year ago. No, it was this past fall.
Okay, I just mean you
I'm just giving a backstory of why I hate this fucking town.
And I'm just trying to make sure that the audience knows that that's the story you already talked about.
Yep.
Okay.
And then, a few months ago, back in March, one day, I pulled out of my road onto the main road and did 80-some miles per hour, and a cop was driving the opposite direction, local cop from my town, pulled me over, gave me a ticket. And I'm like, God damn it, man, I'm your fucking neighbor. Like, there must only be, like, 2,000 people in this town.
Oh, what are the odds that... I bet he doesn't live in this town.
Probably not.
It's probably just some...
Oh, so what is that town, then, that's right up the road when you and I went in the car to go for a fast drive, and I was like, what's up that road? And you were like, a police station.
Oh, I don't remember.
Just... Oh.
Sea salt.
Oh, that's Chichester. That's the next. That's another town over.
So it's different people than you're talking about now.
Yep.
Sorry. Okay.
Yeah. So my town
really
is
close.
Like 2 miles long.
Wouldn't it be hilarious?
And they need like 10 cops.
If the next town over was like Himalaya Pink, and then there's one called C, and what are other kind of iodized
kosher?
Kosher types of salt
table.
That's what I'm trying to. Yeah.
So anyway,
it'd be funny if it was like Cannon Brother.
Cannon salt?
Printer.
Oh, Epson.
It's not Epson.
Well, right. Epson, yeah.
Everyone calls it Epson. Like, even people in New Hampshire.
Know that it's...
Anyway, go ahead about your town.
Not
so anyway, I get a ticket for speeding that day.
Motherfuckers.
And I finally had to go to court this week for my pre-trial conference.
Okay.
What's a pre-trial conference, Nick?
It's a thing that they added where they try to get you to plead guilty or plead down so they don't have to take it to the real trial, which costs them more.
Yes, because New Hampshire doesn't have traffic court like many states do.
Correct.
You end up in criminal court.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, God.
So, technically, the rule would be, okay, you've been convicted of accused of a violation, and you pled not guilty, you get a court date. But since they don't have a traffic court set up to just run you through the system, a few years ago, they put together this pre-trial conference thing where it's basically you sit in the courtroom in front of a judge, and then at some point when the cop has some time, he pulls you aside and basically decides if he wants to drop it or if he wants to just get you to plead guilty by reducing the sentence or whatever it might be. So I go to this pre-trial conference, and for the first time, it's not scheduled for first thing in the morning. Usually they schedule it for first thing in the morning, and you could potentially sit there all day long waiting for your name to be called.
Mm-hmm. So what happened to me?
I get there, and it's scheduled for like 12:30 or 12:45. It seemed very specific. I got, ooh, it's like a meeting at a scheduled time. So I get there, and there's like 100 people.
Ooh.
Because it's the Concord Courthouse, because that's the closest courthouse. And there's like 100 people there, and we're waiting. 12:45 comes and goes. 1 o'clock, we finally go into the courtroom. An hour into it, I had sat there where they went down in alphabetical order, every single person. And my last name starts with an M.
Right in the middle.
Yep. And I'm so pissed because I know how long it's taking and how long it's going to take. And it's like an hour in, they're like on G or something. I'm like, for fuck's sake. And I'm just watching everyone get called and either go talk to the cop or they go up in front of the judge and it's like, oh, so-and-so got a DUI. So-and-so was driving under suspension. And every single one was guilty, 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 guilty. Every single person, they were just pleading out. And people getting sentenced to jail for a few days. People getting community service, loss of license, being sentenced to drug and alcohol rehab. Like, all this shit. And it was just the perfect sampling of all walks of life. And it was just, it's the most frustrating thing to sit there and just watch the state just fuck up anybody and everybody's life from any socioeconomic status. It's not like there are a bunch of fucking juggalos up there.
No. Well, so sorry, but I mean, I do have to kind of chime in. This is sort of like on the heroin train spotting episode where I was talking about all these poor fucking people when I was down with the trailer trash, like down in the South, and you were all like, no, 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 there are a bunch of fuck ups. But it is kind of like, you know, I mean, Andrew said, no, there are a bunch of fuck ups and they don't, you know, whatever. It is the same kind of thing. Like they do just have a bunch of stuff set up to like fuck these poor people over. I mean, and when I say poor people, I don't mean financially poor people. I mean like
unfortunate people.
Yes, exactly. Like, and I don't know.
But even the wealthier clients there that like showed up in a Mercedes or something, like the businessman or housewife.
It was victimless crimes is your point, whatever.
Right, but they brought lawyers, and even the lawyers, they just got slightly better deals than the people without lawyers.
Right.
Like barely any better.
Well, yeah, it's all these cookie cutter deals or something.
Yeah, it was so frustrating. So finally I get called, and the guy pulls me back, and he opens this door to a meeting room to talk, and meeting room was filled. So then he pulls me out in the hallway just in front of other people and he goes, so what do you hope to accomplish here? And I go,
not being raped.
I try to hold my tongue and I just lied and said, well, can't afford your ticket and I sure as hell can't afford my insurance to go up. And he said, well, we got you doing 78 in a 50 or something like that. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, my taxes have gone up twice because you guys jacked them up. And now I have a ticket. I drive for a living. I cannot afford my insurance rates to go up. And he goes, well, what do you expect me to do here? And I go, I recommend you put it on file. And this is something Nick taught me about.
Oh,
and that's
file?
Where if they put it on file, they don't have to find you not guilty. They don't have to find you guilty. They basically suspend the conviction and just set it aside. And if you get convicted of like a felony or something in the next 6 months, then it comes back.
Right.
So that's what I've done in the past, and it's been mildly successful. So I figured it will be here, too.
That's because if you say, put it on file, then they go, oh, someone who knows what putting it on file means.
Yep.
We don't want to screw with him.
And he said, I can't do that. And I go, well, sure you can. He goes, well, why can I do that? I go, because I don't have a criminal record or anything. Like, I don't have any DUIs or accidents or anything.
Sure.
And then he flips the page over.
Uh-oh.
And then a whole bunch of DUIs come
basically. He unrolls the Torah down the hallway and starts reading off every single traffic conviction I've ever gotten. It took him like 10 fucking minutes.
No.
Yeah. He was going back to like 2002.
When you weren't even in the state?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's going back and he's reading some of these off and he's like, I don't even know what that is. And I go, yeah, me neither, man. And that's like, exactly what I said to him.
You're worse than Hitler.
Wait, did he have some of the stuff that got dropped?
Nothing that got dropped.
Okay.
Just convictions. Mm. So I'm just like, do you have to go back that far? Like, at one point, I'm like, I was 17. I said that at one point to him.
Clearly, you're a menace to society.
And he's like, so yeah, based on your long and storied history, I don't think I can just put this on file. So now what do you want to do about it? And I go, well, I guess I'm going to court. He's like, really? You want to take this to court? I go, I have no other choice. He goes, I can lower the fine. And I go, but that doesn't get it taken off my record. My insurance not going up. And he's like, yeah, no, I can't do that. And I said, okay. So then he goes, all right, so we'll get you a court date. And I go, all right, like in the mail? He goes, oh, no, you can get it here. I go, okay, do I go see the clerk or something for that? Mm-hmm. He goes, no, just go back in the courtroom and wait.
What?
Uh-huh. Another hour and a half.
Go see the clerk for that shit.
Another hour and a half. He finally comes back.
Wait, did you even talk to a judge?
No.
Oh. I guess it's not an arraignment.
I mean, I don't even go to court. I think I know that you see the clerk for that.
No, you should have said, you mail it. Bye.
Yeah. Because I'd already been there for 2 hours almost. So I go back in the courtroom, and I sit there, and I watch the rest of the alphabet get fucked.
Huh?
And then,
so you're off the list now?
Because the original appointment got mailed, right?
Yeah.
They could have mailed the second one.
I know. I've done this a million times. I know they can mail the second one.
No, you walk out and it'll mail it.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. I should have just fucking walked out. I was so pissed. So finally, the cop talks to the bailiff and the bailiff comes over and he's like, can you sign this? I'm like, what is this? He didn't even know. He's like, just sign it here and date there. I'm like, what is it? And then he's like holding it in front of me and I go, okay, I'm going to read this first. And he's like, oh. I'm like,
he's like, I don't even know how to read.
Then leave it with me. I'll give it back to you. So I read it and then signed it and left. I'm very pissed. Mm-hmm. So I have to go to court in August. I haven't been to traffic court in a long time. Well, I've been to traffic court, but I haven't been found guilty or convicted in a long time. Like 5 years.
Yeah, you're off your game. You would have known what to do. You just forgot.
I guess. I mean, I went to court a couple years ago and they put it on file.
I want to go right. to court more. Means,
in Massachusetts, we call that continued without a finding. They have different words.
You could go to court more if you wanted to, Nick.
Just for other people.
Oh!
Well, yeah, for Andrew in this case.
Yeah, we'll do the power of attorney
No,
thing
I'm not doing that. That's
no,
yes.
That's not what power of attorney
no, all
is.
All we do
sorry.
Is I sit with you at court.
I'm a stickler.
And then they say, who's that? And they go, it's my friend. He's helping me. And then I just sit next to you at the bench. And they have to let you.
Yeah, but you have to be wearing a suit and have a glass of wine.
I just can't speak. I just have to tell you what to say.
Yeah, you whisper in my ear.
Yeah,
you
lean over
and then I giggle.
And we cover the mic. We go...
Oh, yeah. Cover the mic and whisper to your client.
He should actually wear your yarmulke. That would be dope.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Absolutely.
Oh, yes.
And Andrew can wear the hat with the Jew for sideburns thing.
Oh, God. I have a couple good ideas of an episode.
All right. Tell me what date. I'll take it off.
August something. I have a paper.
That's a great date.
I'll look at the paper. I'll put it in the schedule.
So, yeah. That's a real bummer. I'm pissed. Because once you actually go to court and have your trial... I've never been not found guilty.
You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Like last time you represented me and I was fine?
I'm not representing you.
Oh, wait. That was when you went for the day?
Yeah.
I could not believe. Oh, sorry. Just if we're onto a different topic. I couldn't believe last week.
Uh-huh.
Or excuse me, that Puke had gone to, because I don't know. Sorry. I have listened, but I mean, I'm not Brett over here who doesn't know anything that ever happened. But I mean, when that Puke went to jail when you went as a teenager, that was for 3 friggin' days. That's insane.
Yep.
Because that's pretty hardcore, Puke.
They were waiting for, well, not really. I don't think. I did learn great rap
was
lyrics.
Was it a Friday? I don't know. Like, is that why you had to go for 3 days? But that's pretty intense.
Actually. I think it might have been.
Well, that's the only reason you usually go for over
right,
that long
they were
of a
waiting
time.
For a court date or something. I don't know. Yeah, it sucked.
Wow. No, that's pretty hardcore. You're honestly like the hardest core of any of these people.
I don't know. Andrew, how long have you been in? You only for 1 day?
That's what you're so bad at.
No, fuck Andrew, you. I didn't go for 1 day.
You went for 24 hours, dude. You
25
found
hours.
On the third time that I went for 24 hours.
Okay. In a row, that's a record.
Yeah,
Puke.
In a row, 25 hours.
Yeah, that's what, I'm sorry, that's what makes it a big deal. That's what I'm saying.
But I went three times.
Yeah, I went to jail however many times. We don't know. But I mean, the point is in a row. That's what makes it. But then again, it was a juvenile thing. So I don't know. Maybe they were all having fun. It doesn't sound like it, though, if they didn't even have a toilet.
It was not fun.
No, but they had access to a public toilet.
Yeah, there's a communal.
But he did say they were locked up. They had to like ask permission to get out to go to the bathroom, it sounded like, right?
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to get out.
Right, exactly.
That is jail.
I think Puke has the hardest core of anyone who's been on the
My rap
show,
label
aside,
drops
aside
Thursday.
Mark Edge. I think Puke's the hardest core. Yeah. I'm serious. Yeah, that, I think Puke's second.
He did like 18 years or something. Yes.
We're all very impressed.
97.
Years?
Yep.
Well, that's the end of the show notes.
No.
Okay.
So I've been on these online dating sites lately, and there's no better way just to have feel mass rejection than these online sites. Or when you do start talking to somebody and you're like, oh, this is kind of nice, then they just completely stop talking.
Ghost, yeah.
But a couple days ago, this was pretty funny. So sometimes I'll not message anybody ever. And here's how it works, for anyone who doesn't know. So like on these sites, girls get tons of messages from dudes.
Yes.
And dudes rarely ever get messages from girls.
Yes.
Except for in responses to the dude's original message, right?
Or if they're like really unattractive.
If you're a girl getting...
Are the girls really unattractive? Or the guy is?
Oh. Yeah. Then you get messages from freaks.
So
I did anyway.
If you're a girl getting, you know, like 100 messages a day, you're going to ignore most of them, right?
Yes.
So anyway, a couple days ago, I messaged a couple of different girls just because you have to do the shotgun effect where you message some and then you get some hits, right?
Uh-huh.
Like that's you how shoot how randomly and hit something.
Right. That's how you try to have babies. Too.
Okay.
Thanks, Puke.
Mangled hot dogs.
So there was this one girl that I messaged and she said something in her profile. Like you always have to make it. Like how do you generate a first message? Anybody?
I read through their profile and asked them questions about them, which didn't work at all.
But right, because
that was not funny.
Here's the thing. Every other person...
It probably sounded like I was trying to write a book report.
I've been asking these girls about their experiences on these sites.
I just asked every woman, do you like trees too?
Yeah.
Nice. I like trees.
I like that, actually. But no, so I've been asking
these... Does he not even get it?
I've been asking these girls
he
on these...
We all get it.
Yeah, we all get it. I've been asking these girls on these sites... you know, about like their experiences on these sites and just saying, you know, what's the worst message you ever got? What's the best message? What, you know, what's it normally like? And a lot of the messages they get are just like, hey, what's up? Or you look hot. What's up? Stuff like that.
Probably. Yeah.
But
so you lead off with like, am I the creepiest man you've talked to today?
Yeah, exactly. But no, but I'm sure there's most of the dudes are at least picking something out of their profile and commenting on it. Right.
Yeah.
So if you just do that, how are you going to stand out?
Good point. Yeah, you probably not.
Right. So you're just in one half of the categories. There's like the really lame half and then the half that puts a little bit of effort and reads a little bit, but still it's not that memorable.
That's why you just lead with the dick pic.
How do you
like we learned last week, you just show them your dick.
How do you stand out from like 100 other people? So you have to read their profile, and sometimes their profile has no valuable information to go off of. Because every girl on there is like, I love the outdoors. I love being active.
Long walks
on the
beach.
I'm a vegetarian.
Oh,
and like, that's it. And it's like, okay, great. Do you want to go eat some bacon? Like, what do you ask? So
you should please do that. Please find all the vegetarian profiles and just ask them, do you want to eat bacon?
So this one girl, I read her profile and she says, I love post scriptures. Like, blah, 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 blah. P.S. I love post scriptures. P.S. number two, something else.
The hell's a post scripture?
I think it means something to do with P.S. Yeah, I
like,
mean, but
like P.S. Well, something after you write a letter.
Is that what it stands for?
Post scripture.
No,
yes.
Something. It's not
post script. Yeah.
Yeah. If she said post scriptures, that's like saying I graduated with honor roll.
I thought it
that's
well,
like means she's retarded, but she's trying to.
To
sound
be
smart.
Fair, English is like her fifth language.
Oh, give me a fucking break! I'm sorry. Who's that now?
So
okay. I thought that you that it meant she was posting scriptures in her
profile.
Right. So yeah, she's not doing herself any favors.
And then also she mentioned something else about like bad jokes. So
fifth language. That's too many languages. We don't have time for all these languages.
I Google bad jokes and start reading a bunch of bad jokes. And after a couple hundred, I was laughing my ass off.
Jesus.
And
were you just spamming them?
No. Like, I didn't message anything at this point. I just Googled bad jokes and I was reading them to myself.
Oh, I see. I thought it would be funnier if you just kept
while I drove
spamming.
Then I picked a bad joke out, and here's what it is. I'm going to read you the whole first message. What is invisible and smells like carrots? P.S. I just Googled bad jokes and picked one of my favorites. P.P.S. I don't think I've ever sent such a dumb first message.
Boner.
P.P.P.S. I think I could keep adding P's forever, but I won't. And I haven't sent a million messages or anything. I know it's hard to believe since I'm so suave. He used to write about cheese. So the response I get, okay. I couldn't believe I got a response to this.
Wow,
bullshit.
Okay, yeah.
Right? Like, that's pretty bad, I thought.
Well, compared to everything else, maybe not.
Right. So the response I get is, I don't know the answer, and I'm already laughing. First, because it's probably going to be a really lame and funny answer. Second, because you sent me the most unique first message I ever got here.
Aww,
I adored it.
Good job.
Smiley face.
And then you sent her a dick pic.
Then I just simply sent a message that said, remember the joke or the question? What is invisible and smells like carrots?
Okay.
So my next message was just rabbit farts.
There was at least two Mitch Hedberg jokes all in those jokes between the PS and these rabbit thing and the carrots.
So then I said, so wait, you're telling me that guys on this website aren't trying to pick you up all day long with fart jokes? And then she sent a bunch of crying, laughing faces and said, now I'm laughing harder. It's really fierce of you to approach with a fart joke. So at this point, I decide, how many times can I possibly say fart joke to this girl?
Yeah.
So I included fart jokes or the word fart in my next 10 messages.
You're not telling me that a girl changed her screen name for you?
No.
Oh, I thought it was the Brazilian girl.
No, I just...
You said you were going to get...
It is a Brazilian girl, but I dubbed her Brazilian fart girl.
Right.
When I was talking,
all right. Sorry.
About her.
That would be the greatest.
That would be great if she changed her name to Brazilian.
I really did think that was her name. This gets very confusing. I'm sorry.
So I said,
well, that was going to be awesome.
Are fart jokes your thing, or do you enjoy all types of dirty humor? And anyway, so we went back and forth, and she speaks five languages, and she was a lawyer, and now she lives in New Hampshire. And then she ghosted me. Because I stopped using the word fart jokes.
Did you? And you messaged her in Portuguese?
Yes, after a while, just to see if I could get a response.
Did you use the word ghost?
No.
You should probably just send her the word ghost.
Why?
In
what
Portuguese.
Is it?
No, I don't know. I'm just saying that would be funny. Her. Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
What is fart in Portuguese?
Puke. Cover for a second.
Okay. So here I am covering for the show. I don't have a lot to talk about because we're talking about online dating.
And then just talking to it.
Okay, well, I can't. I thought you had muted.
You're going to hold it in your hand.
You should have muted your mic, Andrew.
Oh, I muted Nick's and the guests. Fuck. I'm giving Bridget a mic lesson. So you can just.
I'm doing my best to talk into the mic, audience.
I know.
But then I'm not talking into the mic properly.
Right.
It seems to. The person that's holding the mic, if they're inexperienced, that at least I'm doing my due diligence to hold it near to my mouth.
Well, here's
the
thing.
That's a good point, yeah.
We have mic stands that you just lean up and talk into when you want to talk.
Right. And
you have the option to take the mic out of the stand. However, when you do it, your face and your hand aren't on the same page.
I'm sorry. I'm used to singing karaoke and it works.
Right. Because those are shittier mics that pick up all kinds of noise.
Right. So I do apologize. I am trying. I'm really sorry, you guys.
I know. I'm just...
I just want you to know I am trying and I'm sorry. Okay.
So anyway, I was just saying I thought it was funny that I just kept saying farts.
How do you say fart in Portuguese?
I don't know.
Oh.
I should look that up.
It's a cow. A sow.
It's a
sow. Everything is a sow.
Awesome.
Thanks, CV Raman.
Told another girl that one of my proudest moments in life was winning a homemade Golden Gun trophy 2 years in a row for GoldenEye 64. Didn't get a response to that, believe it or not.
No.
Let's see. Oh, I quoted some Jazzy Jeff in the Fresh Prince lyrics.
Yeah, but some girl was just a poser.
Yeah. She said she liked Jazzy Jeff in the Fresh Prince, but I don't think she did.
I don't think she did either.
Some other girl said she liked Goodfellas, so I quoted Goodfellas. No response. It was the best part of Goodfellas. One of the funniest jokes ever.
I gotta sign myself up for this and just get the lay of the land. Nicole, let's get on this.
Yeah.
Let's help our brother out.
But anyway, I did have, I told you guys earlier, but I'm going to tell the listeners. So I've had a couple of dates and meh. But anyway, I went on one a few days ago and she wanted to go longboarding. And I'm like,
oh,
I hate the ocean.
Yeah, you're scared shitless of moths. What do you think about fish?
It's like a long skateboard. And I go, oh, that's all right then.
And I love the ocean, and I thought it was to do with the ocean, too.
Yeah, I just thought it was a long surfboard.
I don't know how.
I feel like there's a long surfboard called longboard.
There probably is, but obviously.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, okay. All right, so I'm not stupid. I'm not that fucking retarded.
Maybe you're thinking long sword, where you just go fencing.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think you had a drop for that.
Okay.
I wasn't prepared for him to be this fucking retarded.
So I agree to go longboarding, and I just think,
Have you ever been on a skateboard?
Yes, when I was 7.
Oh,
well,
I used to skateboard in front of my house all the time when I was 7.
It's like 42 years ago.
Yep. So I'm thinking I'm a fairly coordinated guy. Like I'm decent at things right off the bat.
Yeah,
there's very few things I'm awful at.
You got good balance.
Yeah, I have balance. So I decide, okay, why the fuck not? Let's just say yes to life. Right?
No.
So I say yes to life. I go down, I meet this girl, and it was after a long day of work in Massachusetts, and I had business clothes on, and it was like 95 degrees.
You're in a suit?
Almost. So it was so fucking hot, and this girl was bitching about how hot it was, so I figured longboarding was off, like we're going to do something besides longboarding. It wasn't
like
very
just
clear
sit in
plan.
Front of an air conditioner.
Nice. Yeah.
Isn't that frustrating?
Well, no, I was fine with not a clear plan.
Fuck.
I would rather just go with the flow. Like, I don't want to have a very set schedule. It would feel awkward and uncomfortable, and I feel like I'm dealing with Nick.
Nick, are you shocked by that statement? He doesn't want to have a set schedule.
No. Yes. No. I don't know what the answer is. Anyway, keep going.
So it's Andrew. He never schedules.
And I meet her, and I have the AC running full blast the entire drive, and I get there, and she opens up her trunk, pulls out two longboards, long skateboards, and I go, fuck. All I have is this, what I'm wearing. Like, I'm wearing, like, nice, like, dressy kind of shoes.
Yeah.
And slacks and a button-down shirt. And it's hot. Really fucking hot.
You're going to be the most professional longboarder there.
Yep. I said, I don't think I'm dressed for the occasion. And she's like, that's all you have? And I go, yeah. I go, I got another business shirt in the back of my car that I can put on if this one gets sweaty.
Well, she's like, well, just go in your underwear then.
So... yeah. We start going, and I'm pretty nervous, and it's like this bike path, like this paved bike path that's wide enough for like two bikes side by side.
Okay.
And I'm skating along, and I'm going, it's all flat.
How do you skate? So you put one leg on the thing?
Just like you skateboard.
Oh, okay.
It's just a skateboard that's longer.
Yeah. They're more stable. They're meant for basically just going.
Yeah, I've never successfully skateboarded more than 10 feet in my life.
Oh, wow. And you're a coordinated man.
I guess I've never really tried. It never made sense to me. Like, why am I on this board? These wheels are shitty.
Yeah. So these wheels are slightly less shitty. But anyway, I get on this thing, and I'm, like, trying to figure it out. I'm having a hard time placing my foot in the center of the board so it doesn't lean one way or the other, because when it leans, it turns.
Right.
But I'm getting the hang of turning and things like that. And we're skating along, and I don't know how far we're going or what we're doing. So we're just going along, and then we eventually get to this, like, woodsy area away from the parking lots. And she's like, all right. There's a big hill up ahead. I go, up or down? She goes, down.
Right. How do you get up? Do you have to carry your board up?
Maybe? No, you just push hard with your left foot. And then she's like, well, it's a long downhill, and then there's a sharp turn at the bottom underneath a bridge. And I'm like, shit. Like, it's already been kind of wobbly and difficult enough, and I'm brand new at this. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going. So I go down.
I got nothing to lose.
And it's terrifying, because at a certain point, you get to a speed where if you jump off, you're fucked. Like,
right.
Once you're going a certain mile per hour, if you jump off, you are certainly face planting.
Yeah, you're just going to, like, tumble.
Yeah, you try to roll, I guess.
And there's no way to slow yourself down on this thing. There's literally no way to slow down.
Yeah, so you just pull out your Ray-Bans and, like, I'm going for it.
So I just start going for it.
This triple black diamond hill ain't going to stop me.
And I'm hoping that there's no people at the bottom of the hill. Like, I got to avoid and go down the hill at a super high speed and make it on this turn, not hit the tunnel. So
it's a lot of tunnel.
Under a bridge.
Sorry. I didn't know there was a tunnel.
So
the road is getting narrower and narrower as it goes into, like, a one-person-sized tunnel he has to hit.
It was pretty skinny. But I make it down successfully, and I'm like, oh, my God, that was terrifying. But I did it, and I didn't die. And she's like, if you get the wobbles, just lean forward on it. Like, she's giving me this advice and stuff. And then once I got down the hill, I had some confidence. So I started skating kind of fast. And I'm leaving her in the dust. And she's the expert at this.
Yeah, so, they're her boards.
Yeah. So then I'm going. And I make some mistakes, but I don't ever fall. And I'm like, if I need to slow down real bad, can I go in the grass? And she goes, oh, you'll most certainly fall then.
Right, because then like the wheels will dig in.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, shit. Well, at least if I'm going to fall, I'd rather fall on the grass than on the pavement.
Right.
Probably.
So we're going along.
You just have to do a shoulder roll.
There's more and more hills, and I just keep doing all of them.
How do you get up the hills?
You skate hard.
Oh, geez.
I feel like your left leg is going to get way stronger than your right leg.
My left leg got pretty tired.
Use your right arm. That's a strong one.
Yeah, that's my strong arm. So anyway, we approach this one hill, and she goes, oh, this hill's really big. I won't even go down this one. So and I'm like,
what's her plan? Just hike it?
Yeah, just carry your board down.
What if you laid on it like a luge?
Yeah, we tried that at one point, too. I tried it at one point. She didn't. Because I wanted to try it.
What if you laid on it face first like a skeleton?
You'd risk scraping your face real bad.
Just scrape like your skeleton? Fucking nose off?
Yeah.
Skeletons lay face first?
No, the skeleton.
On the ice luge.
Oh, I don't know what it's called.
In the Olympics.
So we get to the top of this hill. And she's like, oh, I don't go down this hill. It's way too big. And I'm like, okay, well, I'll start going down because it looks like a long walk. I have a skateboard. I'd rather skate some of it. And if I get going too fast or if I think it's too scary, I'll just hop off. But these things pick up speed quite quickly.
Right. And also, if you hop off, her longboard just goes...
Well, I would kick it like to the grass or towards the wall or something.
Yeah.
So I start going. And I'm going way too fast already, like immediately. And there's way the fuck more hill to go.
But you could do it. We believe
like,
in you.
Oh, shit. I can't jump off. I'm past the point of jumping off.
Uh-huh. You just have to ride that wave, man.
So what do I do? Then I see some people up ahead.
Oh, no.
And I got to get around them, too. So I start going faster and faster and faster. And I skate around them successfully. And then I wiggle a little bit. I'm like, oh, shit. And then my one wheel goes in the grass a little bit. I'm like, oh, shit.
It's the wobbles.
But I get back on track.
You remember back to the time when she said, just lean forward.
And now I'm going even faster. And now I don't know what to do. I'm going like 30 miles an hour probably.
This is the part of the movie where it goes into slow-mo and Andrew's just grinning like crazy. He's like, I'm alive.
For now.
Until I die at the tunnel.
So then I get going so incredibly fast. I'm like, I got to do something. Like, I have to just plan my biff. Like, I have to plan my fall here.
Right.
So there's some grass. I'm running out of grass soon. I'm going to take it into this grass and just fall into the grass. Hopefully the skateboard doesn't hit me in the mouth or something. I don't know. So I go, how do I hit the grass?
But your business clothes.
I know.
They're going to be grass.
I know. I'm fucked. So I steer towards the grass.
Wait. While you're doing this, are you going, I shouldn't have ever done this? I should have listened.
I should have just walked down the hill. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So.
Okay.
I steer towards the grass. And I lean back a little bit. I'm going so fast, the wheels aren't digging in. I'm just rolling through the grass, but it's slowing me down.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, this is great. I look back. She's nowhere to be seen because I'm so far ahead because the hill is so long. I'm like, I can't believe I'm doing this. Nobody's seeing this. Look at me longboarding through this grass.
I got and a free longboard. That bitch will never catch up.
At a certain point, I slowed down a considerable amount, and I'm like, I wonder if I can just skate back onto the pavement. And I did. And I finished the hill, and at no point did I fall, and by the end of it, I was better than she was.
That's amazing.
Just saying. I was pretty proud of myself, and the whole time I'm in business clothes.
Right.
Right. God damn it, I wish you'd had a GoPro or something.
He's the world record for wearing a suit while longboarding down that hill.
I wasn't wearing a suit.
Fuck.
Business clothes.
Well, get a suit.
Yeah, get a
I
suit
have
and
one.
Go longboarding. Okay.
But I don't wear it very often. And that was way too hot of a day to wear a suit. It was like 95 fucking degrees.
Espresso D says, I want a longboard and a button-up shirt now.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, why not?
He says, Andrew is so badass.
Yeah, it was hilarious because we're passing tons of people on this bike path, like bicyclists wearing their biker clothes and like women jogging or speed walking. And they're all wearing like workout clothes. And then there's me cruising along like a surfer,
yeah.
But wearing a button-down. It's purple and nice gray slacks.
And I'm sure everybody saw you was like, God damn, that guy must be good.
Yeah.
Wearing clothes like that.
Yeah. Imagine if I was wearing non-business clothes, how fast I could have gone.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
if you're wearing the cool shit like these guys in this image I found where they're...
Like helmets and pads?
You've never seen videos of these guys going downhill in longboards? They're doing like 80 miles an hour.
Yeah, I know. Well, they're not doing it for the first time either. All right, stop diminishing my accomplishment.
I'm sorry.
Wait, you weren't wearing any pads though, right?
No.
No, he had nothing.
As an experienced longboarder, she didn't whip out pads and go, this is probably a good idea.
No, she just
because at no point did she go very fast.
She wanted
she was
going to
laugh at you to death.
Yeah, she told me she was hoping that I would have fallen and like not like hurt myself, but just fallen over and been funny.
Right.
So she said she was impressed with my skill, but very disappointed that I didn't.
How bad would she have felt if like you broke your face?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe you could have won a court case like that girl that texted the dude to kill himself. You just cry a lot, and you're like, she told me.
To rub my face into the pavement.
So yeah, that's all I got.
Okay. So when are you longboarding with...
Oh, I'm not saying
that.
Yeah,
oh, that? What? Oh!
I told her I didn't want to.
Oh, wow. Well.
Yeah, well, whatever. That was fine. I mean, here's the thing.
That's dating, right?
Yeah, and I looked at it like
you
this.
You win some, you lose some, you longboard into the sunset.
Hey, you know, if... Two people don't like each other, at least just go and try and have an okay time, like for that one date.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, and then move on. But don't feel awful if it doesn't go well.
Right. That's
I feel like this is a very healthy standpoint.
That's the whole point of dating.
Oh, is it?
That's what I thought.
I don't know.
Is you spend time with somebody and then you realize one of you, maybe, yes, no, decides it's good, it's bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And right. Like, that's how it fucking works.
Like, so why not just enjoy the time while you're there and just try and have fun? And that's what I did. That was the whole mentality of myself while longboarding. I'm like, fuck it, let's try this hill. Fuck it, let's try that. And then by the end of it, I'm like, can you, like, turn these things sideways and do cool stops? And she's like, yeah, I've been wanting to try to do that. And I'm like, thinking I'm on this thing. I'm like, I could probably figure it out. Like, you just, like, you know.
You
lean back
whip
the back end, yeah. And you just turn and whip the back end hard. And she's like, yeah, but you need a lot of room to do it. Like, this path isn't nearly wide enough. I'm like, well, how fast do you have to go? And she's like, pretty fast, but you need, like, the pads for your hands so you can slide.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I bet if you're good enough, you don't need that shit. And I was seriously considering doing it, but I thought better of it. I thought, well, let's quit while I'm ahead. So I did.
Did you mention that...
And then I tried her longboard. We switched at one point. Hers is way the fuck easier.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I guess we're going to be setting up some longboard pulleys in the garage soon.
No, honestly, I thought, though, if the dog was still alive and I could take her on walks, I would totally get a longboard and go with the dog. But I wouldn't go alone.
Yeah.
That'd be real dull.
Wait, how would the dog even catch? You'd just be dragging the dog by the leash.
No, like basically, if you go at a mild jog, that's plenty fast.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And then I would just learn how to do those cool slides. That's all.
I forget. Because I'm real dumb. Did you mention this is basically like your female doppelganger? That she had all the same cars as you and shit?
I did not mention that.
Did you want to?
Not necessarily.
Too late.
And
that was the end of the show 10 seconds ago.
No, so the girl also had a Scion FRS, which is the same as my BRZ, and she had a Tundra.
Yeah, it's weird.
It was weird.
Imagine if you had also longboarded before. Like, you would basically be clones or something. See, this guy's... We're watching a video now of a guy doing a... downhill longboarding, and he
has the hand
up.
Things where he's sliding and putting his hand down to make a tripod of himself,
but he's also doing that kick out like you were saying to slow himself down at corners. But it's pretty impressive stuff. I feel like this is a real good way to die or break bones. Yeah, see, there
no, because here's the thing, when you get going real fast like this,
uh-huh,
you just fall off, you just slide.
Oh, you just lose all your skin.
Yeah, but you wear pads, so the parts that hit the ground,
you weren't wearing pads, you idiot.
I know, I'm just saying, if you're going this fast.
Yeah. So,
this guy's not going that fast.
That's what I thought, yeah.
This guy's going, but I was probably going this fast.
Let's fast forward. Oh, he's going. No.
Yeah, if you fast forward, it looks like he's going faster.
Good point. So,
anyway, that's interesting.
All right, well, thank you, listeners. Check out the PCL. I had a lot of fun. I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, and thank you so much for listening. This has been Puke and the Gang. Thank you, Bridget, for joining us. Nick and Andrew as well. And me. And the microphones and the fidget spinners for all coming along.
PukeInTheGang.com/VIP. Listen to the live stream, PukeInTheGang.com/live. And go to our website, PukeInTheGang.com, and figure out how to mail us shit or email us shit or everything else.
Show So go ahead. If you got any
mention that, Jesus Christ.
I meant beep. God damn it. How am I supposed to? Oh, I forgot the music. Did you stop the recording? Oh, I don't. I saw you turn your mic off, and usually as soon as you do that, you run. Anyway.
You went retarded and forgot how to end the show. I just muted everybody else, and he just sat there.
Fucking, okay, here we go. Right on!
Anonymous hilarious fart prank.